The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday, May the 31st. We're through the whole month of May.
How time flies.
It does. Diana Moxon is with us today, and Diana is all keyed up because as soon as she finishes here, you've got to whisk over to start setting
up in the park. Yeah, I'm going to be winched out of here.
That's right. There's a helicopter that will be hovering over Jesse Auditorium, over Jesse Hall, and they're going to pick you up, take you up through the helicopter on a winch, and then fly you over there.
Failing that, I'll just have to put my roller skates on and get down there really fast.
So this really is a very big weekend, isn't it?
It is. It's the biggest weekend of the year for the Columbia Art League. So we have 110 artists arriving today at Stevens Lake Park from across the country. We'll be setting up their booths.
From across the country?
Mm-hmm.
Well, which is furthest?
I think we have people coming in from Florida and Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, do you recruit these people, or do they know about art in the park and they come and they contact you and say, we want to come?
Well, a little bit of both. Well, obviously, we send out information to a whole slew of artists way back in September, October time, and then they can apply. So we had over 200 applications for just 110 places.
So you have to turn down? You turn down about 60 or 70 people?
Well, we have a jury. So we have six artists who are high up in their field, usually from around Missouri, and they convene on Columbia in February, and we look through all of the images submitted by the artists. And they score them, and from that jury, we select the 110 artists who will be invited to be part of Art in the Park.
That's got to be a really difficult job.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough because, you know, there's more than 110 great artists, and so, you know, some people, I don't vote. I'm too close to it all, so I don't vote.
So you can't even override it?
I let the jurors decide. I'm too close to everybody, so I can't decide, but it always kind of breaks my heart a little bit when, you know, maybe it's an Art League member that I know, or it's someone that's been coming for years.
Oh, that's got to be hard.
It is. It's tough. And it's tough for them, too, because everybody wants to be at Art in the Park. It's a great event for the weekend.
But that's got to make you feel good that you have more people that want to come than you can actually accommodate.
Well, that is good.
Why don't you just make it bigger and let 200 or 250 people
Several reasons. One, I mean, we have limited parking for the artists, and so there just isn't space for them all to unload. Secondly, I mean, that really increases the pressure on the volunteers. We need a lot more volunteers than we have right now. And thirdly, and most importantly, I feel like there's a fixed amount of money that comes to the event. And so I'd rather that fewer artists went home
with
more money than otherwise they don't come back. And what people have to remember is there's really an economic principle behind Art in the Park for these artists. This is how they pay their rent. This is how they send their kids to school. And so unless it's a good investment for them, they don't apply next year. And if they don't apply next year, the quality of the festival over time goes down and down. So keeping the number of applicants high is really important because that keeps the quality of the festival high. And that really relies on people saying, yeah, I'm going to come out and I'm going to spend some money. And like I said, I think to you last year, you know, you don't have to come out with $1,000. You can come out with $10. Buy a print. Buy a pair of earrings. Buy a scarf. Come and do your Christmas shopping. And then I think also the other thing is for businesses too. I think businesses talk a lot about our funky community and all these great things that goes on, and we're so arty and eclectic. But unless businesses also come out and make an investment, then it also goes away. So, you know, a big business might say, okay, well, let's put a budget of $1,000 together and we'll buy a painting for or a piece of art for the office. But maybe a middle-sized company, maybe they do an employee awards and right now they go and buy a trophy off the shelf. Well, come and buy a piece of blown glass or buy one of those beautiful steel flowers and have an employee's name engraved on it. And if you're a tiny company, go and buy six coffee mugs for the office kitchen. I mean, everybody can do their bit. And that means that as a community, we get to keep Art in the Park because it isn't a guarantee. I think people think, well, it's just going to arrive every year, but it's not a guarantee that Art in the Park arrives every year. It really is down to whether we can make it work for those artists to invest in our community for that weekend.
Yeah. Boy, you explained it in a very businesslike way. I'm sitting here totally amazed listening to her. I feel like I'm getting an annual report.
Right. And there's the fun stuff too.
No. You made perfect sense. It's important for the community to support art in the park. It's one hand washing the other.
Right. Yeah. And everybody loves it. Everybody looks forward to it every year. And it's kind of, it's part of, it's just an expected thing.
It's part of the fabric of the
community. It's part of the fabric, exactly.
Yeah, part of the fabric of the community.
But we need to keep it that way.
Yes, okay. Well, I'm sure with you at the helm, it will stay that way. You're going to have music too, right?
We'll have some music. Now, we don't have a main stage this year. We're doing it a little bit differently. We're going to have it more integrated within the artist village. So it's all going to be acoustic and duets and solos. No big performers on the stage.
People strolling, maybe?
Strolling musicians too, and strolling magicians. So the wonderful Jeff Copeland, our fabulous local magician, he'll be there, and he'll be wandering around doing sleights of hand.
You know, he's leaving town.
I know.
He's leaving town. So if you want to see Jeff Copeland.
This is the last chance.
Yeah, if you want to see him, he was on here. You got to go see him at Art in the Park. Will he be there Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday or both days.
Okay.
So he's going to be in the children's tent area where we have the children's art making.
Oh,
he's going to
do
a little performance there, but then he's going to be wandering around so you can catch him strolling and catch him do. Mm-hmm.
What else?
We have the Young Collectors Tent again, which is really popular the last 2 years. So the wonderful artists, they all donate small items for the Young Collectors Tent. It costs $5 to go in. Only children, parents, they need to stand outside.
Okay, children, what age?
5 to 14, I think, from memory, we do. So they can go in.
But who's going to take care of the 5-year-olds?
Well, we have volunteers, and they go in with them. And so then the kids get to choose a piece of art in that tent that starts their own art collection. And then we give them a map of where the artist that they chose. We show them where they are in the artist's village. So they can go back and meet the artist who made their work.
Nice.
And that's really nice. That was really fun last year. They got a lot out of it.
So the parents are not allowed to come in the tent.
No, they don't get to choose. If they want to go and buy a piece of art, they can go and buy a piece of art. This is the kids' choice. So this is about the young collectors and having them choose something that is meaningful to them. And that it's just been a really, really lovely location for the last 2 years. So there's that. And new this year, thanks to our friends at Landmark Bank, we have something called, we're calling it the Forest, the Photo Forest.
Forest.
And it's going to be an outdoor installation of 50 photographs taken in Boone County by different local photographers. And they're going to be mounted on this waterproof surface, and they're going to be on fence posts, and they're going to be scattered through under some of the trees going around a walkway. So you can go and see these 50 images taken of Boone County throughout the year.
Only
and that's
of,
really
only
lovely.
Of Boone County.
Mm-hmm, that was there, yeah.
All right, Diana Moxon, we're out of time.
Oh, good grief, really?
Yeah, my goodness.
I haven't even started.
And I hardly said a word. Well, I'm sorry. We've got classical music coming up here now.
I've got to run.
And your helicopter is waiting for you. All right. But it's Art in the Park tomorrow and Sunday. What hours?
10 till 5 on Saturday and 10 till 4 on Sunday.
Okay, Diana Moxon, thank you so much for coming by. And
thank you.
I wish you the very best with Art in the Park. Monday, author Joe Dillard with us. Cup of Joe, our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Lawhorn, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Bowser. See you Monday. Bye-bye.